Welcome, everybody. Here we are at the Giselle Show podcast with friends, where we are making stuff up, being real, and talking about it. Coming up today, we have trumpets and bowels and 100 words and a story from me, Giselle, and the creativity wheel of death. We have with us today three guests on the show who are just love, love, and kind of love. I leave it to you guys to figure out who. I'm just joking.
You sort of pointed.
Oh, so. I love a challenge.
No, that was to the air. To the air. Okay. It was moving.
Because in my mind, it went to Obadiah. No offense at all.
It's a jacket, isn't it?
I love the jacket. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us here today Obadiah Thomas.
Hello. Hey, I'm so glad to be here.
Fun. Obadiah is an entertainer and a trumpet player and a writer-performer.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to hear more from him later on. We have our friend Billy Wright.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
You know that this is, I've broken a milestone on this show.
What is it?
Has anyone else been a guest more times than me?
No.
Thank you.
You know what it is? Pause.
Did you need to feel voice good about that today, sweetie? No, yes. I'm happy to reinforce that. Uh-huh. There's no one I'd want on the show more.
Billy Wright is great, and we have a report.
No, I don't know.
We have something.
Rapport.
R-A-P-P-O-R-T.
The T is silent.
And then we have with us the beautiful and talented Leslie freaking Dixon.
Yay! That's right, bitches.
Leslie is an actress and an improviser and a sketch comedian and a writer and a performer.
Yes.
And an administrative...
I'm the director of customer service.
Thank you, director of customer service for a large... military technology development company. Right? Something similar to that. Anyway, she's very high-powered, and she's bringing her high and her power to us today. We're very happy to have her. Thank you for being here. I wanted to start the show with one of my ridiculous monologues.
Are there any other kinds?
The reason I say ridiculous is because my ideas are not well thought out. They're not well reasoned, and I know that I'm somewhat naive. But here's what I was thinking about today. Do you know when there is a big tragedy like a tornado or an earthquake or some rocks tumbling or a miner stuck in the well, and you tune in on the news, if it's not happening at you and you just is watching the news, you tune in and you see everybody helping out, right?
Right.
They're doing buckets or they're helping move debris or give each other supplies to help or digging the miners out, whatever they're doing. Everybody helping. I have noticed that people have a light in their eyes when they are doing this. It's almost like a joy. And I don't mean like a joy like, hey, hey, there is a tragedy. It's not that kind of joy. But
is it the joy like when they're looting?
No, it's not a looting joy.
I think, though, it doesn't necessarily have to be all black and white. It could be like 2% of the people are getting the joy out of it because it's crappy.
Oh, you mean like the Schadenfreude? Like,
yeah, they're like, it is a tornado. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's like probably 1.5%.
There might, but what I'm talking about is the people I see helping out, they have this light of joy because they are part of something bigger than themselves, helping. They are part of the solution. They are using their creativity and their abilities for something they feel is good and know is good. And mostly the community, the way the community come together, I think people really like to be part of a community helping and just working together and being creative with the problem solving. So I was thinking that feeling is good. And also you see different people of different walks of life, they just drop their differences and work together. You know, so normally you have different belief than me or you wear different clothing than me, so I hate you. But since there's a tornado, we're just going to work together.
Yeah, get the job done.
Yeah.
Unless you're Muslim. We are gonna lead you in the dust at the border. I'm kidding.
I know you are. Awful. I know. So I was thinking, how can we get this good communal, we drop our differences, we just help each other. How can we get this good feeling in everyday life without having to have an earthquake or a tornado or miners trapped or a little girl in a well or something like this?
I know.
Do tell.
Bars.
I was going to say medication. Yeah. There's a lot. There are several tools out there. Polo mallet to the base of the skull. I mean, there's a lot of options.
We're whiteboarding now. We don't say no to any idea. The mallet, the medication, any ideas?
Just flat out lying to people.
Flat out lying.
You know what? There's pollution, but it's poisonous pollution. So we have to get it off the street. So everybody go out and pick up all the trash that's on the street before it kills us. And then maybe they would. Who knows?
I was thinking one way we can do it is through my favorite thing to talk about, creativity. Because when you're working on a project communally, some communal creativity, it feels like that. It feels like, oh, we're solving a problem together. We're working on this together. So we can do this in a fun way by like comedy improvisation, creating together, writing together, doing little shows for each other. And it's scary. It feels like letting go. When there's a trauma, people let go because they have to. There's no choice. There's a trauma. We need to deal with it. We let go of whatever else we
prejudice.
Have to let. Yeah, prejudice, our shyness, our inner critic. We let go. But we can develop that letting go muscle by just doing communal creativity together more and more often. And that way then we can let go in life, and maybe we don't need a tragedy in order to all work together. We can just create solutions to the world's problems and have fun tackling them. This is my hope.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
Thank you. So today we're going to do some communal things we have later in the show.
Oh, good.
Oh, everybody all of a sudden locked up. Not me. Screw you guys.
I like to Facebook do communal to look things up creatively, but not with other people.
You like communal creativity by yourself.
I mean, like, honestly,
and then
there's
you can tack it on to whatever you... The group does.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. No, I love it. It's great.
Okay. So that was my thought. My thought about communal.
Do you want to know one other thing?
Oh, yeah, please.
Yesterday, I was at a New Year's Day party.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's my really close friend. And she, it just made me think of it because she like she had a million people there. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, excuse me, do you know where their fork is? And I was like, there was no forks left. And there was like, so there, everybody needed to eat and there was no forks. And I was like, well, I just started doing, and I never do this. I just started doing the dishes to help her.
Wow.
And I never help anybody.
That's so
That's what
good.
I thought about you when I first saw you.
My like, eye.
Maybe
he's
it's
just a guy that's not going to help, but there you were. Yeah.
A different year.
I mean, I don't know.
How did it
today
feel?
I helped somebody move.
Two days in a row.
I mean.
This is a trend.
How did it feel?
Yeah.
Honestly, it felt good.
That's pretty cool. I love that. That's really cool.
Because I just thought, and she was, and even later, she, and also later a glass broke, and then I was like, here, I'll get that. And she's like, what is going on with you?
I was like, wow.
Well, speaking of that, I need a ride home. Can you? But I live in Long Beach.
He live in Michigan.
So, Michigan.
Anything I can do to help.
Yeah, I prefer not helping, and I would be like, hey, where's the plastic? Someone needed to think ahead. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't want to be inconvenienced by washing things. That's hard.
Yeah.
And there's other people who can do that kind of stuff.
Leslie is too busy entertaining everybody.
Yes. A lot funnier to be sarcastic.
The only way I'm going to help anybody moves is if I'm sleeping with them. Do you know what I mean? And even then, I'm just going to be present and direct other people around.
You know something? She's a big liar because you have helped us. You helped. I don't know what you did, but you helped. I know you did.
No, I cat sit, but
yeah,
you know,
she come I care check for on animals. Kitties for me and Helmut. It's very nice of you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us today Mr. Obadiah Thomas.
Hey, that's me.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking fella.
He is a good-looking fella.
I don't want to brag.
Obadiah is a solo performing artist. He performs original school assemblies for elementary schools.
Elementary schools, exactly.
That is what he do primarily for his income. And he's an amazing, amazing performer for adults and children. I've seen him in front of the children on the YouTubes. They love him. They go crazy.
Yeah.
He's really funny and he have a good show. One is the Character Counts show, where he talk about character.
Character Counts, which is trustworthiness and respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. And if you put those letters together, TRRFCC, it spells kind of sort of terrific.
Do the kids go nuts for that one?
They go nuts for that one.
Good acronym.
You know what they love the most is probably the Respect Mambo. That's one of my favorite tunes.
Respect Mambo.
The Respect Mambo.
Do you have it clipped up?
Well, you know what?
You have I
have a different one. It's my show, Bye Bye Bully, which is a musical about bullies and how we...
Are you going to do something from that?
I'm going to do something from
that. I would love that.
Oh, yeah.
Personal experience.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Anyway, so you do your show is like, you're the show, the whole show.
I'm the whole show. It's a solo
show. It's a one-man show.
Now, I have to give credit to my partner, Mark Beckwith. We are Razzle Bamboom together, and we've been performing as a duo since 99. And then a few years back, we said, hey, maybe a couple of solo shows would be nice. So we wrote the show together, me and my partner. My partner and I and my partner, the two of us. Anyway, we wrote the show together, and I go out and do a solo show. He's got his solo show, but we still perform together, and like it shows like 200 years of American music or the history of rock and roll, and also our newest one, which is Say Yes to Success, and that we have another acronym. Get ready.
I'm ready.
Goals, retry, excel, attention, as in focus, and training, and that spells...
Great!
Oh, my God. Woo! This is awesome.
Billy, did you really not know that that spelled great?
No,
were you not
I was
paying
like,
attention?
I was like...
You were trying to sound it out?
Wait, what's the first letter?
I was going pretty fast, you know, when I'm sitting right next to him. A lot of just went right by him.
It was fun to watch, like, the look on your face, but then afterwards you were like, woo! Like you.
I didn't say great. I just said, woo!
That's right.
We were thinking about it, coming up with woo as our acronym.
But I was like, just looking at him. He was like,
he was done. I like that you're a team player. You join in even
That's
if you
right.
don't know what it
He's
means. I can feel it just now from you saying that, Obadiah. I felt like a little schoolgirl, and I was like, "It spells great." And you're good.
Oh, thank you. That's it's not my first rodeo. So.
Yeah, he's a master. So you have a song to play for
I have
us.
A song to play. It's a trumpet song. It's the opening song to "Bye Bye Bully," and it's called "Everybody," and it's about everybody.
Oh, I love it. You play it for us now.
I'll play it for you now. How
Do you
that?
Need the microphone to be closer? He's gonna get it set up. Excellent. We're getting it all worked out.
The tech team here is amazing.
Yes, Anthony.
All of them.
Anthony, our tech guy, he's like five people rolled into
I don't mind
one.
That intern either. You know what I mean? Not in a dirty way. You guys both laugh. Like yeah. I'm a cougar.
I was just being supportive.
Okay.
I didn't know there was a joke there, but I figured I'll lend a hand.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this thing. Put on a smile. Everybody, chill for a while. Everybody, can you imagine? Everybody, here's a way to have fun. Well, this big old world is a wonderful place. 6 billion people, each with their own face. Everywhere you look and everywhere you find,
a chance to be happy and a chance to be kind. It's not hard to do, it's easy as pie. It might change the world if you give it a try. How you want people to treat you, that's the way you treat others too. Life and a game that both have a name, and we're all on the same team on that game. So let's all play in a very fair way. If you hear me talking, everybody say, hey!
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 Imagine the world trying to be kind. The world would be so great, it would blow your mind. Not a single person treating anyone else in a way they wouldn't want for themselves. Try thank you here, try smile there, try compliment, whisper in their ear. Pick someone up, never put them down. To change the world, you gotta start in your town. Everybody, put on a smile. Everybody, chill for a while. Everybody, can you imagine? Everybody, here's a way to have fun. We're laughing again, they both have a name, and we're all on the same team in that game. So let's all play in a very fair way. If you hear me talking, everybody say, hey!
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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, that was great.
That was really great.
Fantastic.
That was really great.
And I have a really fun video, a music video, the first one I ever shot in my life on YouTube. And check it out. If you look up Obadiah Thomas, everybody, it should come up. And
do you have a channel or a web page?
Yes, the web page would be Razzle Bam Boom.
Razzle Bam Boom.
Three words.
.com.
Yes. You can check out that too.
That was great.
Thank you so much.
So let me ask you this. When you're writing a song like that, do you write the music first or the lyrics first or both? How did you do it?
I always start with the lyrics. And I start with writing words that have something to do with the message. And then I write a bunch of words that rhyme with those words. And then I start thinking of lines and then putting together and throwing it together. And then once I have a poem down, I say it over and over and over again until I start getting a rhythm to it. And then sometimes a melody creeps in. And then I record with that on my phone. And so it goes something like this. And then I sing it and I send it over to my partner, Mark. And he says, oh, my God, I got a lot of work to do. And he takes that and he makes a musical and he puts backing tracks on it like that. And he says, we got to take out this whole section here. And I said, okay, fine, whatever it takes. But that's how we work together.
Wow. Yeah. Do the kids just love that song?
Oh,
right?
They do. And the amazing part is the clapping, like you adults, you got right in on it. As soon as I do the clapping,
I even figured that out.
But I was proud.
Kindergartners, they're like right on that. They nail it right off the bat.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Everybody, what is it? Put on a smile.
Yeah. Everybody,
chill for a while.
Chill for a while.
Everybody, can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
I love it with the accent. That's so awesome. Giselle singing I got to have you do a cover of this song.
Absolutely.
This would be great.
I don't have an accent. You guys all do. I think it's really beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I just love it. And it's such a great message to be handing to the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and raising them that way. Do you find a difference from performing for kids or performing for adults?
Yeah, there is. What is the difference here? I used to like kind of look down on myself because I wanted to be a stand-up comedian. And I wanted to do Vegas shows and corporate shows and all these things, and I was doing kids shows. But then after I realized that, the messages that I can pass on to the kids about bullies or character, it's like, wow, I can actually make some big changes here when they're young, and it makes a big difference. And I get to work so many day after day after day. It's just such a rewarding job. Kids come up to me and they hug me. Hardly ever does that happen at the stand-up comedy clubs.
Turns out, no.
Yeah. It's just kind of
and
sad.
And I can tell you at the corporate thing, they're just glad to get out of that gray cubicle. So, you know, you could tell them anything and they'd be like, well, absolutely, yes, we're not at work right now.
So, the only question I have, is it an open bar?
Huh? You know what I mean? It's
an open bar, oh, that's a good comic then.
The rest
then.
Of the time, they're just keeping their head down, not causing too many ripples, you know, to get through till they have, you know, like 10 days personal tech. You know, that takes like 3 years at a job to get 10 days PTO.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm just telling you. You got to really work, you know, so.
PTO is personal time off.
Personal time off.
Vacation?
Like vacation.
It's not vacation because you have to use it if you're sick. You have to use it if you're on vacation. And you have to use it like if someone dies and you have to go to their funeral or something.
Yeah.
They don't give you vacation.
They don't call it vacation. But vacation sounds like so much more fun than PTO. PTO sounds like some bureaucratic nightmare.
That's why you're happy that you're with kids.
Because they don't need a PTO and they're not searching for the open bar. Unless it's like, where the apple juice and cookies, man? I'm just here for the apple juice and cookies.
I was to understand there would be pie.
How long is the shows that you do?
They're 45 minutes long, which gives us another 15 minutes to clear it out, and we start the next show on the hour after that.
Oh, my goodness. So you do class after class after class?
We do. Usually it's two assemblies per school. They're always in the MPR, which is multi-purpose room, which is cafeteria, and they usually can hold half the school. So they bring the younger kids in, K through 2, K through 3, and then 4, 5, 6, or 3, 4, 5, whatever it is.
So for the older kids, that's when you do the swearing?
Yeah,
so
we go,
pull out
the dick jokes here. Come on. I'm waiting, keep it engaged. I'm kidding. That's not
everybody
true.
Everybody, put on a smile.
Now, what if we have our PTO in the MPR? I could not help but think of that.
OMG.
OMG. Totally true.
It sounds G-R-E-A-T.
Ah, great. Did you have any funny stories from when you was working with the kids?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I was thinking about this today. We have a show called All That Trash, and it's about keeping things out of the landfill and putting them into the recycling bin, into the compost bin.
Do you know how much I love this?
You love recycling?
I love recycling so much.
Fantastic, you know? And you can, after you're done recycling, if you love it a lot, you can dump it all back in and do it again.
Sometimes I do.
Over and over again.
I empty my blue bucket just to fill it up again.
Oh, man. That's the
Is
kind
that
of people
your
we
shower
need.
Bucket?
No, the blue one is the one they take for recycling, the city bucket.
Oh, and the green one is for compost.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So Mark, up on stage, he says, now there's one thing that should never go into the landfill because it's dangerous. And a kid in the third row said, an alligator. You know? That's actually right. Okay, so there's two things that should not go into landfill. Because it's dangerous. One, it being an alligator. Granted, we should have known that. We look silly with an egg on our face. But the other one is electronic products because they can leak and cause bad things.
But there's also hypodermic needles, motor oil.
Where are we those living? Of you who turn into junkies.
Where are we living that there are alligators and hypodermic needles? <It's>
like, Florida!
Heroin crocs out there.
But you know what
man.
I mean? Like
there was just a news headline, Florida man sneaks into jail to hang out with his friends.
Really? That happened? Really?
Yeah, there was a headline.
Oh my God, that is great. I love
and
that.
And he had a mugshot.
Why
didn't
he just go like rob a bank or something? Then he could have either made new friends or gone to George's other ones.
The thing is, he could have ended up in federal. If you robbed a bank, like you have to make sure if your friends
you
are in
jail. You
gotta
like do the right robbing.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You
pick your robbing when your friends are That's in jail.
Right. In the right
pick
area.
The right
Wait, you know, this is gonna solve a big problem. If we take these prisons and turn them into an Airbnb, and then people can come in and pay money to the state and then probably, you know, pay for
Absolutely.
The prisons.
Like if one cell could be the Airbnb and like spend a night in jail.
Yeah.
I bet people would do it.
I would do it.
Yeah.
I would
great
love
experience.
It. Just for the sex.
I would be
Oh
Take a number, boys. There's enough of me.
I gotta check out by six, okay? So
let's do this thing.
Stop it with the foreplay already. We got things to do.
I wouldn't want to stay the night, but I would try taking a nap there. Just to see if I can fall asleep, you know?
Are you able to have some, like, meaningful conversation with one of the prisoners?
I probably don't think I would.
I would. I would be like, who hurt you? And what helps you heal?
You would. Just, you're like, how can we creatively
address your needs and your healing? Let's talk about healing.
Yeah.
They would eat me alive.
A lot of times I can't even keep my own fly zipped up. So I don't feel like I could really help. You know, like, I'm sorry. I barely have my shit.
You have a fly?
But you know what I mean? I do have a fly, but it's just like half the time it's on up. That's why everybody talks about like gun rights or something. And they're like, oh, you should have a gun. It's like, I shouldn't. Like, I really shouldn't have a gun. I can't even keep track of my glasses. My fly is down. I drop food on me every time I eat. So really... Not
you know who you are.
I do.
We must be related.
Hot mess. No, I think that's one of the things too, is like, I think what we've gotten away from with our children, and I certainly felt very, very funneled to go a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just like, really, maybe there's room for everybody and we don't all have to be shuffled down one chute. Uh-huh. To the abattoir of life.
Wait, what is you talking about? What shoot?
You know, like, it's like children, they want them to be a certain way. Like, you've got to do your math class, because if you're not in honors math this year, then you won't get your honors math next year, and your whole life will be ruined. You won't go to college.
And it's won't like get a good job or have a nice car.
Everyone gets wound up so fast. It's like, hey, they're five. Maybe just let them talk about farts. Yeah. You know what I mean? Exactly. It's fine. I think it's all going to level out.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to happen later when they shouldn't be talking about farts.
Exactly. There's definitely...
You're going to be like, wound. I was like, oh my God, let's just talk about farts.
No, but I just... There's so many people who are burning out in their 20s, and I think it's because they just haven't let them... Be themselves. Children and just, be creative.
I was just looking at a meme today on Facebook, and it showed all these people looking at a baby, and it says, "And within the first 5 minutes of you being born, we've already decided your name and your religion and your politics and your country and all the things that you have to defend for the rest of your life. Go."
So that is, I've never heard that, and I think that is brilliant. Yeah. I mean, that is so true.
You
either have to
people.
Unlearn that for the rest of your life, right, to find what you actually want.
If I could have a message for the kids, it's just try a bunch of stuff. Yes. Just try stuff and fail.
That's great.
And enjoy the failure.
Hello. I mean, it's like Thomas Edison, you know, didn't ever look at anything as failure. He just said, I've discovered 2,499 ways not to make a light bulb.
Yeah.
But you know what? And like, just for like, we're talking about children, but the truth is like, you could like, honestly, you need to restart your life a lot of times, or at least I have. So you could always use that advice.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
you can't, otherwise, what's the alternative? It's like restart, reboot. Mm-hmm. It's like just keep going, right?
I remember being a teenager thinking, I've got to pick one thing I have to do for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
No way. No, I've been doing a dozen things.
A friend of mine just recently had her birthday and she turned 50. She's been having some depression. And I said, you know what? 50 is the new zero. It's a new beginning. It's a new half of your life. Just go for it. Start over.
You got to be windshield, baby, not rear view. Windshield.
Man, someone start tweeting these gems. These are great.
Leslie Dixon.
She's on fire.
She is full of gems. And I brought you here in part today because I had an experience, and Leslie is going to help me share it with you. So I had an invitation to a holiday party, and it was a dress up, you know, nice pretty clothes party. And I go into my closet, there's no pretty clothes in there. Or I felt shy, everything, you know. I said, well, I need a little something for special for this party. So that means I have to go to the store, the mall. And the sales ladies, I don't know what it is. Maybe their business is tough these days with the economy because they really, really want a sale. And the minute I come in the dressing room, they're all up on my business, you know, trying to get me to buy it. So Leslie is going to help me reenact kind of like what my experience was like at the mall. So here we go. You now to the store in the mall.
Hi, how you doing in there? Everything all right?
Yes, it's fine.
Feel free to come out and look in the three-way mirror.
Okay, thank you. Here I come. There we go.
Oh my God. That looks so good on you. It's totally like the best thing ever. Oh my God. I'm like, that is so... Oh my God. I mean, I can't even believe how good that looks on you.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously, I'm not even kidding. You should totally buy that. If you don't buy it, I will seriously be so sad. I'm not even kidding. Do you love it? I mean, don't you totally love it?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
If you do not buy that, I will totally think you're an idiot. I'm not even kidding. It looks so good.
Yeah, okay.
You look so good, right?
Yes.
Oh my God, I mean, right? Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Right! Wait. You know what would make that even better? Oh my God, I just thought of it.
What's that?
A scarf.
Oh, no, no, okay.
No. Here.
Oh.
Here.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God! That scarf makes it even look better! I can't believe how good it looks. Look, if I were Lesbini, I would seriously be all over you right now, like total girl-on-girl muff-diving action. Right here, right now. That's how good it looks. Don't you think?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Oh my God, no. You have to buy that outfit and the scarf. Like, if you do not buy that, I will totally hate your guts. I will get a pencil from behind the cash register and stab your eyes out. Seriously, I'm not even kidding.
Okay, but maybe...
Seriously! I will follow you to your car and slice your throat. I'm not even kidding! It's the best thing I've ever seen on anyone! Seriously! You have to buy that outfit or I will friend you on Facebook and then defriend you! And then rip your brains out and eat your brains! I'm not even kidding. Seriously. It looks so good!
Miss? Is you okay? Miss? Hello? Is anyone else here? Because the sales lady seems to have collapsed. Miss?
Will that be cash or charge? Sorry.
Leslie, you're so funny. That really made me laugh.
Thank you to Leslie Dixon for helping me to share my experience at the mall with the sales lady.
Sorry if I blew out anybody's ear.
Oh my God, it was so funny.
Tweet in if you can't hear what I just said. Well, we're going to take a little quick break. You are listening to the Giselle Show podcast, Meet Friends. Before we go out to break, we're coming back from break. I can't remember what we're doing.
Yeah. I don't know.
I wanted to welcome all of our new listeners. We have listeners in Russia, Japan, France, Italy, and some U.S. people in Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and Florida. The ones in jail, maybe.
I hope not.
No. If you're in Florida, hello. And if you're not in jail yet, excellent.
If you are, hey, maybe I'll be seeing you soon at the jail B&B.
Yeah.
I'll come in to take a nap.
Thank you for listening. Everybody, please do feel free to email us, let you know where you are from, how you listen to the Giselle Show Meet Friends. We heard that when you're listening, it's popular to do the dishes at the same way.
I listen to it with my ears. And
our email is studio@thegiselleshow.com. You can Twitter us @thegiselleshow. And our Skype phone is studio.giselle. If you want to call, we are on iTunes and Stitcher, the Giselle Show podcast. And everything you can find at our website, podcast.thegiselleshow.com. We will be right back.